2021 Ceremonial Parade.
We did it before. Do it again.
A very good morning to all of you tuning in. I'm John Leong coming to you live from the float at Marina Bay. Welcome to the NDP 2021 Ceremonial Parade. So nice to be back at this venue, which is right smack in the middle of so many of our iconic sites, the Merlion, Fullerton Hotel, the beautiful Marina Bay, lending a majestic backdrop to the marking of our 56th year of independence. Well, this year it won't be an NDP like we've been used to in the past. After this morning's ceremonial parade, we'll reconvene on the 21st of August for NDP 2021, which includes the show segment. It may not be a full crowd this year, but among the 100 or so people here are our everyday heroes. They're the ones on the front lines of the COVID battle, those in essential roles, or those who volunteered to serve in the community. Specially invited this morning as the nation pays tribute to their efforts and sacrifice. Our members of parliament are also playing a key role in helping Singapore reach a new normal, urging constituents to get vaccinated. They've also been spreading the word about the various assistance schemes available to business owners and households. This time, the MPs are in the stands before the parade begins, which is a shift from the usual. The many empty seats are a reminder of how much life has changed due to the coronavirus. But what hasn't is what it means to be Singapore. In fact, that's the theme of NDP this year, Together, Our Singapore Spirit. And due to safe management measures, most of you are tuning in remotely. You can stay in the loop with the QR code at the bottom of your screen. Now, for more from the parade, here's William Xavier.
NDP 21 Ceremonial Parade, held at the float at Marina Bay. Together with us here at the float are our office holders, members of parliament, senior parliamentary secretaries, mayors, ministers of state, and senior ministers of state. Every year, Singaporeans have always come together in good and tough times to celebrate our independence as a country. We continue to hold our National Day Parade on 9th August to commemorate Singapore's independence. This year's National Day theme, Together Our Singapore Spirit, is a rallying call for Singaporeans to come together, demonstrate our resilience despite adversities, and emerge even stronger as one united people.
I feel that having a virtual contingent,
it was a pretty fun experience.
The amount of time we put to practice for rehearsal.
Yes, it's tired, but it's joy.
A lot of memories, I'll say. Yeah.
At least like if you do it virtual, it's also more safer for us.
Safety, safety, safety. At least I can still feel myself involved.
Because it's a very valuable opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's actually super cool. Then you can like look back on this experience and like, oh wow, I was there, I did that.
You want something that brings every Singaporean together. And I feel that NDP is really one of the ways that can happen.
It's very hard to describe, actually.
But I really do want to feel it again. It's like a huge honour
to like support our fellow Singaporeans.
Good or bad, it's still a year that we've been through together as a country.
I think what made me really proud of Singapore is
the people, actually.
You can be total strangers, but people still like sort of care about you.
It's more in our feeling towards fellow countrymen.
There is no one word that you can encapsulate what Singapore is.
We are like a miracle city.
I hope we can go back to our usual life soon.
Enjoy more peaceful and prosperous days ahead.
And I hope that you'll be stronger than ever.
That we as a nation will stand united
to overcome any crisis that fall upon us
and be the example that we are for the world.
Happy 56th birthday, Singapore.
Happy birthday, Singapore.
Happy birthday, Singapore.
Happy birthday.
The Parade Regimental Sergeant Major for this year's NDP is Master Warrant Officer Albert Tan Yong Koon, Brigade Sergeant Major, 2nd Singapore Infantry Brigade. Now look up to the screens. Joining us for the first time virtually, are contingents representing the social and economic pillars of our nation, as well as the various uniformed youth organizations formed by the students. Gentlemen, marching onto the floating platform are the SAF contingents from our Singapore Army, Navy, and the Air Force, together with our home team contingents from the Singapore Police Force and the Singapore Civil Defense Force.
And so begins the ceremonial parade. We're seeing a total parade strength of about 600 this year. That's just less than half of a traditional National Day parade. But it's also interesting that we've got a hybrid format in play this year with our student uniformed groups and social economic organizations joining us virtually from remote locations, continuing to lend their presence to the parade. Very much scaled down parade this year, but no less important, with total defense still very much a priority. Just to refresh your memory, they are military, civil, economic, social, digital, and psychological defense. Whether the threat is terrorism, an economic downturn, or even a viral pandemic, it's what Singapore can fall back on to ensure the country continues to thrive. And every person has a part to play, including these young Singaporeans serving their nation proudly today by putting their best foot forward. You're looking at the culmination of intense practice, not least while having to abide by safe management measures and disruptions forced by the coronavirus. They've also had to rehearse with the virtual contingents to ensure that military precision is kept, despite both sides being miles away from each other. The parade commander, accompanied by the women, police pipes and drums from the Singapore Police Force Band, will now take over command of the parade from the parade regimental sergeant major. Watching the women, police, pipes and drums in action, heralding the transfer of command of the parade from the parade regimental sergeant major to the parade commander. They're an extremely talented group of officers who juggle policing duties with their band obligations. With the handover complete, the pipes and drums are back in action. Some history for you. Such ensembles go back hundreds of years to, you guessed it, Scotland. It's now mostly ceremonial, but back then they were used to set and keep the pace on long marches. Not to mention help keep soldiers' spirits up. The Women Police Pipes and Drums Band have a more recent history. They were established in 1972, but have since gone on to achieve worldwide recognition. They've performed across Asia and as far afield as France, Italy, Sweden, and even Scotland. For the Guard of Honour contingents is the Colours Party, featuring the Singapore Armed Forces 37 regimental colours. Back in the day, these flags helped troops differentiate friend from foe on the battlefield. In fact, the colours then held strategic value because they were able to show how a battle was panning out. Because they were meant to rally soldiers to predetermined points in battles, some armies were also able to confuse enemies by taking out the colours. Fast forward to modern times and the colours are of a more symbolic nature, carrying the Singapore Armed Forces' history, honour and tradition. These days, you only see them during National Day, SAF Day and Anniversary Day parades, where they add to the pomp and pageantry. This year's Guard of Honour contingents are led by the 1st Commando Battalion. It was named Best Combat Unit for the 18th straight time. On the battlefield, they're trained to conduct air and seaborne operations, as well as reconnaissance and raid missions deep within enemy territory. Parade participants marching back at the float for the first time in 3 years. And over on the Marina Bay waters, you'll see four howitzer guns on board the Mobility 3rd Generation or M3G military rafts, getting into position to fire the presidential gun salute. This venue is set to be transformed into NS Square, but while its aesthetic will change, it will remain a tribute to national service. It will also continue to host National Day parades, just like this one.
Top! Kosong! Sanja! Da! Guys! Senang deh! Play!
The parade commander for this morning's parade is Lieutenant Colonel Tang Wee Go, commanding officer, 113 Squadron. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome our cabinet ministers, senior ministers, and deputy prime minister to the float at Marina Bay.
Here come our cabinet ministers streaming into the arena, all decked out in the familiar red and white of Singapore. How many times have you heard them say the future is uncertain and everything must change? Ms. Indrani Raja, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office, together with Senior Minister Teo Chee Hien, acknowledging Singapore's everyday heroes here at the float. Mr. Tharman Shanmugaratnam as well, Defence Minister Ng Eng Hen. Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong makes his entrance. Since retiring, Mr. Goh connects with the masses on his social media account M-Parader, which is a nod to the constituency he served for a long time. This is my country, this is my flag, this is my future, this is my life, this is my...
Boys! Sorry!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise to welcome our Prime Minister, Mr. Lee Hsien Loong.
Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has been a prominent figure in the fight against COVID-19. In his NDP message, he says that Singaporeans have stood together despite the crisis, but urged them to be on guard against fault lines that have been strained. All eyes now on his National Day rally speech, which is expected to outline how Singapore can be a COVID-resilient society.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated.
First, Senang Day! Three!
Ladies and gentlemen, the combined band will now perform their rendition of this year's NDP theme song, The Road Ahead.
Thank you. This year's NDP theme song, The Road Ahead, is performed by the combined band made up of the SAF band and SPF band. By all accounts, a very popular tune, which in its original version is performed by Lin Ying, Cezairi, Shabir and Shai. You'll get to see them in the flesh performing the song on the 21st of August. As its name suggests, the song addresses how Singapore can and will overcome the odds when faced by difficulties. In fact, its composer Lin Ying says she was inspired by the older generation and how it rose to the challenge of change as Singapore went from third world to first. Lin Ying says she hopes The Road Ahead cheers people up during the uncertainty of the times and dedicates it to our everyday heroes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise to welcome Her Excellency, President Halima Yacob.
President Halima Yacob arrives for the grand occasion in the traditional red and white of Singapore. It's her fourth NDP as Singapore's president.
Ladies and gentlemen, now look up to the sky. Five F-15 SG Eagles from the Republic of Singapore Air Force, led by Commanding Officer 149 Squadron, Senior Lieutenant Colonel Benjamin Lee, will execute a spectacular bomb burst in a salute to the nation.
Madam President, The parade is formed up and ready for inspection, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen, our president will now inspect the parade. As a mark of respect, the 25-pounder guns on board M3G rafts will fire in salute to the president.
You're hearing the shots fired from the 25-pounder howitzers. There will be a total of 21 shots as part of the presidential gun salute. The president, escorted by Chief of Defense Force Lieutenant General Melvin Ong and Parade Commander Lieutenant Colonel Tang Wee Go for the parade inspection. The 21-gun salute is conducted almost exclusively for the president during National Day parades. Each gun is operated by 6 personnel, but dozens of others work behind the scenes so that the salute comes off without a hitch. They include weapons personnel, combat engineers and drivers who get the howitzers on the M3Gs. President now conducting her customary inspection of the Guard of Honor contingents, beginning first with the 1st Commando Battalion, by all accounts a unit with a very proud history. I mentioned earlier that they just won their 18th consecutive Best Combat Unit Award. What I didn't mention was that they've won the award an incredible 35 times overall. President coming up now on the Navy Guard of Honor contingent, made up of men from the Naval Diving Unit. They too have a proud heritage as one of Singapore's elite units. Naval divers are known for their physical and mental strength. And even though they're at home underwater, they can also take on missions in the air and on land. Republic of Singapore Air Force Guard of Honor contingent is comprised of men and women from the Air Power Generation Command. Its job? To ensure that the RSAF is able to deliver the air power required to complete its missions. It includes turning around aircraft, servicing and maintenance, and integrating operations across the 4 air bases. And finally, here's the Singapore Police Force Guard of Honor contingent, who hail from Training Command. All police officers must pass through the command to ensure that they have the requisite operational and soft skills to ensure Singapore remains safe and secure. It's also a special year for these officers. Singapore just commemorated 200 years of the Singapore Police Force. Madam Halima has acknowledged that this year's celebrations aren't the same as previous years, but she urges Singaporeans not to lose sight of the country's progress. Quoting the National Day theme, Madam Halima says she hopes it will help the nation overcome the challenges on the road ahead.
Let's wave our flags to our president. Happy National Day, Singapore!
President acknowledging our everyday heroes, a group that she says should be appreciated and saluted for being at the forefront of the COVID-19 fight. In her National Day message, she rallied Singaporeans to stay united as the country eases restrictions from tomorrow. It's important that the coronavirus doesn't dominate lives, she says, and called on people to adapt and manage the disease.
Ladies and gentlemen, the God of Honor will now execute the feu de joie, or fire of joy, to celebrate our nation's birthday.
Kawalan Kehormatan akan timpa Polinza. Isikan peru. Hormat. Timpan. Isikan lagi. Hormat. Isikan lagi. Hormat. Tembak. Kawalan kehormatan, datang. Senjata. Kawalan kehormatan, rusuk. Senjata.
Madam President, may I have your permission to proceed with the National Pledge and thereafter march off the parade, ma'am.
This is President Halima Yacob's fourth national day as head of state. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as we recite our national pledge.
Baris, kali, senjata. Baris, tahan, setia.
We, the citizens of Singapore, pledge ourselves as one united people, regardless of race, language or religion, to build a democratic society based on justice and equality, so as to achieve happiness, prosperity, and progress for our nation.
First, Sade! Yeah! Baris, Kali, Senjata!
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated.
Kawalan kehormatan, tiang! Yang lain, tulang! Senjata! Baris akan berjalan keluar dalam masa cepat. Kawalan kehormatan dahulu. Raka kekenan. Kekenan bau! Zeng!
The march passed once again, led by the Colours Party. In today's context, the Singapore Armed Forces colours are meant to instill pride and loyalty in soldiers. As in yesteryear, they're meant to rally troops, but less to a specific location and more to a common cause. The cause is to be what the Defence Ministry calls the bedrock of Singapore's defence and security. He Each of the colors or flags carry the emblems of the state and individual regiments. The regimental colors are conferred upon units and formations that have attained operational capability or made commendable achievements. There are four new colors added to the party this year. The SAF Ammunition Command, a one-stop agency that supports all of the SAF's ammo requirements. The supply formation joins the ranks too. It plans, commands, and provides supply support. The transport formation is another new entrant, delivering integrated transport solutions for the SAF. And there's the Army Deployment Force, comprised of a group of elite regulars who are on standby 24/7 with their specialized capabilities in operations. If you notice that the contingents are more spaced apart than usual, you're absolutely right. The troops are all 1 meter apart, even while marching in formation. And of course, they're all masked up as well, in a bid to comply with safe management measures. All of the parade participants are fully vaccinated. Bringing up the GOH contingents is Parade Commander Lieutenant Colonel Tang Wee Go. He is Commanding Officer of the Republic of Singapore Air Force 113 Squadron, which anchors communications and networked systems. It plays a significant role in each NDP, coordinating comms for the state flag flypast and aerial displays. The father of two has served in the SAF for 23 years, but in all that time of service, he says this ranks as his proudest military achievement. Outside of uniform, Lieutenant Colonel Tang is an ultra-runner, having done several 100-kilometer races, both at home and abroad. With travel out of the picture for now, you might catch him climbing Bukit Timah Hill on the weekend. Lieutenant Colonel Tang has also spoken about the importance of having an NDP despite the COVID-19 situation as it marks Singapore's independence and showcases the nation's resilience during difficult times. He describes that resilience a part of what it means to be Singaporean. Marching behind the parade commander is the parade regimental sergeant major, Master Warrant Officer Albert Tan. Here's the colours contingent once again, and commanding the men is Military Expert 3, Neo Tik Soon Eugene. The Army Guard of Honor contingent is Contingent Commander Major Lee Jun Yi Alvin. At the front of the Republic of Singapore Navy Guard of Honor contingent is Major Song Wei Pei. There's the RSAF Guard of Honor contingent, led by Contingent Commander Major Eugene Loa. And Deputy Superintendent Gregory Kang leads the Singapore Police Force Guard of Honor contingent in the march past. The army contingent follows, and it's led by Captain Aloysius Tan Kok An. Thank you. Next up is the Navy contingent, led by military expert 4, Lin Yang Kang. Here comes the RSAF contingent with military expert 4, Eugene Mok Jia Chen, at the fore. The Singapore Police Force contingent following closely behind Assistant Superintendent Terence Fu. These officers and the organization playing a crucial role in making Singapore one of the safest cities in the world. Not forgetting the Civil Defense Force contingent, another critical prong of the home team, led by Captain Lee Eun Hao. The contingent is made up of both full-time national servicemen and career officers from various frontline, support, and administrative units. Leading the combined SAF and SPF band is conductor, military expert 5, Tan Ek Kee Ken Steven. He's accompanied by the Singapore Police Force drum major, senior staff sergeant Abdul Latif Abdul Rahman. The combined band capping off the ceremonial parade of NDP 2021. In another sign of the times we live in, float is now bathed in the morning light. In any other year, the parade would be marching out to the setting sun.
Flags to thank our president for gracing the ceremony and wish her a happy National Day.
It may be a small group of spectators this year, but those here making their appreciation for Madam Halima heard and seen. As head of state, not only does she support social causes and represent Singapore at ceremonies, she also safeguards the nation's reserves and appoints key office holders. We'll be seeing her again in about 2.5 weeks when we get back together for NDP 2021, which includes the show segment. It was conceptualized and put together by highly acclaimed filmmaker Bu Jin Feng. For now, though, it's time to say goodbye to the president. Well, there's been a parade unlike any other, bearing testament to the professionalism and dedication of all who have taken part to mark Singapore's independence. And on that note, do tune in to Channel 5 or MeWatch tonight at 9:30 for the post-war drama This Land Is Mine. It'll take you back to Singapore after World War II as it comes to terms with its survival and newfound identity. For now, though, we leave you with highlights of the ceremonial parade. I'm John Leong, signing off.
Oh, See this island, every grain of sand. Hear this anthem, it's the voices of our friends. Come whatever, on the road ahead. We did it before, and we'll do it again. See you.